Kindness Repaid. On one of the islands of the West Indies, a missionary was pushing his heavily laden bicycle up a steep hill. The day was hot, and although there was a breeze, the traveler found the climb so tiresome that he was forced to stop here and there to rest. It was during one of these stops that he was surprised to see a large, gaunt-looking dog walking down the road. The man watched his visitor intently. When the dog had approached to within a few feet, he wagged his tail and sat down. As the man spoke a few kind words, the dog listened, replying now and then with a wag of his tail. Presently, the climb began anew. The dog walked closely behind, sniffing at a big package that was tied to the carrier on the bicycle. This parcel contained the missionary's food supply, and the poor, starved dog sniffed longingly at it. After a while, the man, feeling sorry for the hungry animal, stopped, untied the bundle, and gave the dog a good share. Then he went on. He did not go far until the dog caught up with him again and continued sniffing at the package. As it was about mealtime, the traveler stopped, took out his lunch, and divided it with his hungry friend, giving the dog the larger part. After a good rest, they went on together toward the top of the hill. Arriving there, the man stopped at a little store and bought canned milk, crackers, and other food. These he also divided with the dog. Then the missionary mounted his bicycle and rode down the hill. Since the trip down was much easier than the climb up, the dog was soon left behind. In going from place to place, the missionary forgot the dog. But the dog did not forget the man who had kindly helped him when he needed food. On the way back home, the missionary traveled the same road on which he had met the dog. On this road there were many steep hills, up which he had to push his bicycle. While going up the side of the hill where he had last seen the friendly dog, he was bothered by a little terrier. This animal itself was not dangerous, but it attracted other dogs that were large and vicious. They seemed to come from every direction, increasing in numbers, so that after a time the lone man was forced to back up against the embankment and face the howling, snarling pack. The dogs were not brave enough to pounce upon him, but they sought a chance to take him off guard. Things were not looking good for the man, and before long he couldn't roll the bicycle back and forth in front of him to shield himself from the bloodthirsty pack. Soon the bushes by the side of the road parted as a huge dog came into sight and bounded straight toward the man. The sight of this creature took away all the strength the missionary had left, and he fell to the ground completely exhausted. He closed his eyes and waited. When he opened his eyes a little later, the dogs were scattering in every direction. The snarling pack had been driven away. The big dog sat nearby, licking the wounds he had received in the battle. It was the big dog he had fed. God had truly sent help in time of need. Together the missionary and the dog went on up the hill, the man grateful for his rescue, and the dog happy to be with the man who had treated him kindly.